actually the Lord, and you may not have ever heard these things, actually the Lord wants you to enjoy yourself this morning. In his presence, he wants you to think about nothing Satan bring up. No failure that you've had in the past. We want none of that up in here this morning. Because you're about to go into a new area prophetically of your life. Your prayer are going to change this morning. Your confessions are going to change. Your everyday conversations are going to change because such great enlightenment by revelation going to come forth this morning. You're going to be, listen to me. You're going to be dealing with full prophet this morning. You'll be dealing with Isaiah. You're going to be dealing with a prophetic angel. An angel who stepped in the office of a prophet. That's two. And you're going to be dealing with the greatest prophet that ever lived, the Holy Ghost. He's going to prophesy to you this morning. And then you're going to deal with Prophet Leroy. And I'm going to impart to you this morning. So that's full prophet now. I want you to get that, because when we start reading and I tell you the subject matter, you're going to be, I know that you have gifts to celebrate, and that's wonderful, but there's a gift you're going to be unwrapped in the rest of your life. That's a gift. He's going to reveal to you how to unwrap Jesus the rest of your life. In other words, you can't unwrap Jesus in one day. So that means you can celebrate Christmas the rest of your life. Every day. Life. I pray that the prophecies this morning turn your life into a celebration. Oh, y'all are in here. Turn your life. Actually, you do have a celebrated life on the inside of you, no matter what's going on the outside. If you know how to get back on the inside, you celebrate. Every problem is going to come to an end. The Lord wants you to have joy. Do you understand that? He wants you to have joy. With all of our weaknesses and shortcomings, he still wants us to have joy. So scripture is going to be opened up to you this morning. I know you come through a lot of fog. Jesus Christ. Man, I got out there and said, some of y'all come a long ways too. I got here, I saw Freddie family sitting here. I said, my God, what time they left? We're going to deal with a powerful subject this morning that I need you to take a hold of. Permitting the Holy Spirit to unwrap the gift of Christ to you continuously. Meaning the rest of your life. He will never be fully unwrapped. There's always more. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Meaning that you can celebrate Christmas every day the rest of your life. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
It don't just have to be December the 25th. You can celebrate him in July. But it has to be by revelation. Now these four prophets are going to open some things up to you this morning. He's full prophet. He's going to open some things up to you. Powerful thing. Let's just go ahead and sit down. Open your book. Open your Bible to Isaiah chapter 9. 700 years before Jesus came in the manifestation of the Son of God, Isaiah prophesied. Now, these prophecies are constantly available to you now. These prophecies are supernatural. So the system cannot deal with these prophecies. They cannot stop them. They cannot block them. They are supernatural. What I say, they what?
Supernatural.
So Christmas is a supernatural day to us. All right. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, listen to this. Unto us a child, and this 700 years before he came, manifested. For unto us a child is born, right? Unto us a son is given. You see that? So he's a gift, right? Now notice what it says next. And what? Underline that in your Bible, government, because you want to know that you are governly controlled by a government that cannot be denied. See, we're talking about, you listening? We're talking about spiritual government here. We're talking about supernatural government. We're talking about miracle working government. We're talking about what's over your prayer. You didn't get it. We're talking about what when you pray, what type of government is over your prayer? Can anybody stop your prayer? That's a celebration right there. The government that I function in, there's no impossibility. The government that I function under is full of miracle, full of signs, full of wonders. I'll say it like a little country boy. I said, you'll never forget this. I can't be pinned down. No matter what come in my life, what it look like, what it feel like, I cannot be pinned down because I'm living day by day under a supernatural government.
Hallelujah.
Say supernatural government.
Supernatural.
See, I want to get in your spirit because I want you to get, when it looks like you're not going to make it, that's impossible. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. Talking about Jesus now, 700 years before he came. And his name should be called what? What else? What else? Ooh, threefold. Every one of those names belong to me. Say it. We have to stop living below our means. I prophesied this morning, not another day in your life you will live beyond your means. I prophesied supernatural thing gonna happen in your life on regular basis. Things you can't explain naturally, but you got to explain them in the spirit. The things that you've been believing for and praying for are drawing nigh to you right up in here this morning. You drove through the fog to remove fog. A little fog out there, nothing to count the fog in your life. Hallelujah. Say, I'm here. Let me read this voice over, because this is such a powerful voice. Now I got to go to a voice in the gospel and reveal all these prophets prophesying. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. It's saying so much, you see, that his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Notice verse 7 now. There's two voices. Now, you ready?
Yes, sir.
I said, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Everything that is being said about him is presently being said about you. You got it? You got it? See, whatever he is, thank you. Whatever he has, whatever he can do, now, this is not physically attainable. This is not religiously attainable. Boy, I'm about to hit you heavy there now. Everyone under the sound of my voice, here and abroad, from this day forward, you're going to live an unexplainable life. There is, listen, my brothers and sisters, there is an unexplainable anointing getting on you right now. Whatever the Bible says about Jesus, it's saying it about Leroy. I don't know what your name is. You do what you want to do. You just sit here and be a regular person, or you get into this celebration because we're unwrapping Jesus. It's a gift that you never finish unwrapping. Them little gifts you got in the tree, you're going to unwrap that in 2 minutes. And might not like it. But you got to fake it. See what it's like. This gift of Jesus, you don't need a Christmas tree. You can unwrap it every day. Now, I've been doing it for 50 years. Every day I've been unwrapping Jesus. You see, you're never going to completely unwrap him. He almost always moves. And he's going to do something for you. You're going to say, wow. But then he's going to come do something else greater. The Bible said, greater is he that in me than he that is in the world. We got to start living this stuff. The world needs to see us. Well, the world don't just need to see us clapping our hands. No, the world needs to see our life manifesting. And the world say, how did he do that? I tell the boys about some smart boys in my class. I had some smart boys in my class. I wasn't paying them much attention, but they were here. Them boys making A's and all that. But my life shake him up now. Well, he did that. He was sitting there. He wasn't paying no attention. I didn't get it that way. It's somebody I'm unwrapping. You're going to leave here today. I don't know if I said it, but I need to repeat it. Working in an unwrapping anointing. Every challenge, whoo, help me, Holy Spirit. Every challenge you have in your life from this day forward is just an opportunity to unwrap. Write this down. Solution is your motion. When things don't look right, Remember, I was preaching this morning, another chance for another solution, another chance to unwrap something else that he wanted me to unwrap. See, pressure is for a reason. I'll say it. This Christmas, we're opening the valves of the supernatural. You are here for a reason. I say it. Good God Almighty. I'm talking to everybody up in here and online. You are here for a reason. Something going to get on you today that's going to change your life forever. This is payday Christmas. I feel anointed, man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now remember, we unwrapping Jesus, but he really unwrappable. Okay, and I'm meaning that you never, no matter what revelation you get, no matter what anointing you get, he still got more. Always more. Talk to him. Always more. Talk to him. Look at the seventh verse now. Don't worry about sitting down. I'm going to sit down a little while. Stand up. Get back up. Y'all like to sit down a few minutes. Look at the seventh verse now. Now think of the increase of his government, of the increase of my government. Of the increase of his government and peace. Woo! Everybody say peace.
Peace.
There shall be no end. Now, I don't care what the hell come up. You understand? I'm telling you, come from hell. I ain't cussing, you cussing. I don't care what the hell come up, heaven can handle it. You gotta remember that everything that come against you is from hell. And you gotta say, hell no. Heaven yes. Matter of fact, I'm not letting you leave here with a burden today. All your burdens are going to be wiped out by the Holy Ghost and by revelation. You ain't going home and worry. You're going home and enjoy yourself. Don't talk about nothing you don't like. Don't bring up no conversation about it. Nobody. Just don't talk about them. Sitting down at the table, just get up and dance. Kick the turkey on the other side of the room. God wants you blessed. Of the increase of his government. Look at this, and peace. How can you lose peace? How can a situation take your peace? Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed in on thee. Trust in the Lord Jehovah, for in him what? Is everlasting strength. Listen, of the increase, underline that word increase. I speak increase on you. You say, of the increase of his government. His government is the thing that caused the increase. And peace, thank God for peace. There shall be no end. There shall be no end. How you losing your peace? You wasn't under this prophecy. How you lost your peace? There shall be no end. What there shall be no end mean? There'll be no end. So my unpeaceable living are over. Say then, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it. Oh my life is ordered by the Lord. And to establish it with judgment, with justice from henceforth, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it. Now that's the prophet Isaiah, 700 years before Jesus. Now turn to Luke. Then I'm going to let you sit down. Turn to Luke. Now, you probably never heard this before, but we're about to deal with a prophetic angel. An angel that the Lord sent to prophesy. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all ever heard the term of prophetic angel? You ever heard it? I mean, if you heard it, it's all right. That's fine. Prophetic angel. Well, it's a prophetic angel. He's about to prophesy to us. My God. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel, Gabriel, was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel said, who said?
Angel.
He about to prophesy to her. But he not only prophesied to her. I dare you say, talk to me, angel. Watch what happened. Oh my goodness. Verse 28. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that are highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. You ready to shout?
Yes, sir.
I heard the Spirit of the Lord told me to pronounce highly favored on you, your house, your marriage, your family, your children, your grandchildren, your job, your business, your community where you live at. Highly favored. I'm living with high favor on me. I'm highly favored. Everywhere I go. See, some of y'all ain't had no kind of emotion. Just look at me. Don't be wasting my anointing.
Favor
is upon me. Go down. Watch this man. Watch how he prophesied to Mary. She needed some help because she's pregnant and never had sex. She won't know what's going on. Then Joseph won't know what's going on too. What's happening? So they had to prophesy to him. Tony Knight voice, and when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, I guess so. And cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angels said unto you. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care who it is. I don't care how many of them it is. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Thou hast found favor with God. Thou hast found... Oh, man. I'm living under God's favor. Hey. Hey, I come to tell you. I come to prophesy over you, that you have found favor with God. The favor of Jesus is on the inside of me. Matter of fact, I'm going to say it today. I don't know if I ever said it before. I'm anointed with favor. Ooh, boy, you said, did you say it? Boy, you let the Lord heard you say that? I'm anointed with faith. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name what?
Jesus.
He shall be what?
Great.
And shall be called what? Son of the High. And the Lord God shall give him the throne of his father David. And she ran over the house of Jacob forever and of his kingdom. Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Now I'm going to use a little broken language here now. But based on that, the Lord will tell you it ain't over. Nobody has the last word in your life but Jesus. Your life situation cannot have the last word in your life. You understand that? What Jesus saying? I'm trying to read it. I got a few more points I want to give him. I'm just trying to read the Bible, you know? Look at verse 30 again. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Behold, I shall conceive in thy womb, bring forth a son, call his name Jesus. He shall be great, be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God shall give him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then the Holy Ghost got to kick in. Then said Mary unto the angel, how should this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, now let the Holy Ghost kick in now. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. I want to tell you about your cousin Elizabeth. She had also conceived a son her way. And this is the sixth month with her, who were called barren. Verse 37. Why are you worried? Why are you praying 9 hours for something you already got? Read this verse with me. For with God... Read it again.
Holy God, nothing shall be impossible.
You ought to be in the court now. Go ahead.
Holy God, nothing shall be impossible.
Quit lying to yourself. Talking about how we're going to make it. Read this voice when you're dealing with something. For with God, what nothing mean?
Nothing.
And Mary said, now you got to submit. She don't understand all this stuff. But look what she did. And Mary said, behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be. I wish y'all would say that to me when I'm preaching. Let it be unto me according to thy word. And the angel said, you got it. You may be seated. I'm only going to be a few more minutes. Let me give you this prophecy. There's an absolute unwrapping of Jesus. There are things you never seen, never heard, or never had before. There are things you never seen, never heard, and never had before. All right? Times, take note as you go, times of supernatural living. The points and many benefits, points and benefits that have been hidden are about to be revealed to your life like never before. Because I know I might not get to it. Commercials can't unwrap Jesus. It takes the Spirit to unwrap Jesus. And you will flow in the Spirit places you have never been before. Get ready to flow. Doing His will, be open, and life experience will bring blessing like never before. Blessing like never said. Blessing like never before. Mystery blessing will be made available in the Spirit. But only the Holy Spirit will be able to unwrap them to you and produce the anointing to manifest these type of blessings. You got it? Because I ain't reading no more. Now, just for a few moments, because you saw the prophets. You're going to be able to leave here with Jesus consistently being unwrapped in your life the rest of your days. You will never again in your life enter into religious bondage. Tradition will never shut your revelation down anymore. Preachers won't rob you of your personal relationship with God. I know all of them got hot just now, but that's all right. But that's who stop us. We go to a certain level. We go, how far the preaching go? He ain't going no further. He think he done arrived. You never have arrived. When you go down the spiritual thing, you always arrive. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. Know this truth. Jesus is a supernatural gift that you'll never be able to completely open. For you see, my brothers and sisters, there's always more to unwrap. It takes angels. It takes the Holy Spirit. It takes the gifts of the Spirit to unfold and unwrap in Jesus. Listen. This, you need to drive a little faster when you leave here. The fog will be gone. This is the most powerful moment in our lives. It's a prophetic moment to learn how to yield to Jesus, being unwrapped to us the rest of our life every day. I'm going to read that over, young man. I'm going to read that over because I want you to hear it. Listen very carefully. This is the most powerful moment in our life to learn how to yield to Jesus, being unwrapped to us the rest of our life every day. Let's unwrap. Listen to what we say next. No more fear in your life. There's nothing Jesus can't handle. The only reason you worry about that situation is the part you didn't let him unwrap. But from this day forward, you're going to pause and say, the prophet told me, be still and let you unwrap this. You top tapasiko, you apakatelena suya. You stop kikalemese. You stop trying to unwrap everything with scripture. Before you can unwrap things with scripture, the scripture got to unwrap you. You listening? Oh, 1 minute from a half hour. You have been positioned, or you are being positioned for the favor of God to keep on flowing. Oh, y'all gonna make more noise than that? Y'all ain't listening over there. Huh? You listen at a prophet that is not only prophesying, but living it. Them two big boys were singing on the end of that line there. That's my son. That's a son there. They're all in ministry. My daughter sung a song the other night. I ought to play it. God fulfill his word. If you follow, him, you understand? You stay with it. Just stick with it. Things may look rough sometime. Don't worry about it. A revelation going to come and clear it up. Somebody being promoted in here right now. Why would you let somebody else get it? And you up in here. You imagine Jesus being constantly unwrapped in your life on daily basis and never run out? That's what we're here to celebrate. We're here to celebrate that the world cannot unwrap Jesus. Preachers can't unwrap Jesus. The Holy Ghost is the one unwrap Jesus. Because I can't prophesy without the Holy Ghost. Isaiah couldn't prophesy without the Holy Ghost. So actually it wasn't Isaiah, and it's not Leroy, and it's not the angel, but it's the Holy Ghost that is unwrapping Jesus in our hearts today and tell you your failure days are over. Let me close. Divine conception. Get this now. Divine, you may be seated. Divine conception. Divine, let me say it in a way so you can understand it. Divine impregnation. Let me say it a better way. You're going to be constantly being divinely getting pregnant. Baby's gonna start manifesting in your life on a daily basis. You're gonna make love to the Holy Ghost. And there's no one under the sound of my voice cannot get impregnated by the Holy Ghost. Write this down. Divine conception will keep being unwrapped in your life by the Holy Ghost. Removing fear. You listening?
Yes, sir.
And bringing in favor at all times. Removing fear and bringing in favor at all times. Are you ready to live a highly favored life every day? You got to know it's possible. I said you got to know it's possible. It's possible with the wind blowing, the rain falling, whatever else going on, you to live a successful life. Hallelujah.
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 You don't say nothing, I ain't gonna close. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because this is my life. So I'm not in no hurry. I can preach you all day long, baby. This is my life, because I'm gonna get home and start preaching again. I preach with the turkey in my mouth. Hallelujah. What do you call that rib? Tomahawk. And a tomahawk rib in the other side of my mouth. You see, you look at that tomahawk rib and you say, "Ah, man, that's too expensive. I can't have that. Shut up. Stop wasting my preaching. Come on, you can't have it. You can have what you want. Y'all keep saying that stuff. Stop saying that." Stop letting these worldly folks outlive you. They don't even say praise the Lord, and they're outliving you. They done lied to you and told you you can't go there. But they shouldn't have never let me bone. I'm telling you, you can go anywhere you want to go. You can be anywhere you want to be. You can have anything you want to have. Are you listening to me? You are a child of the living God. Christ is being born in you every day. Oh! Christ is being born in you every day. Two more things, I'll close. So you're replacing your fear with favor. Removing fear and bringing in favor at all times. Are you ready to have a highly favored day, every day? You ready?
Yes, sir.
It is time for the Holy Spirit to bring forth in your life things you have never seen or experienced before. Merry Christmas. Things you've never seen. See, when you say Merry Christmas, Merry Christ. Christ in me. Holy Spirit, I'm submitted to the supernatural. Jesus is the supernatural living in me. You got it? Let me read a little bit of this text and I'll close. Verse 35 of Luke 1. I'll close there. And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." You ought to constantly have holy things being born in you.
Yes.
I believe that's a good closing right there. I says you should constantly have holy things being born in you. You are designed by God. You understand me? You are designed by God to birth holy things. Impossible thing, like miracles, signs, and oneness on a Monday. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because say I'm packing. The same Jesus that they're talking about all over the world today, I'm packing. He's in me. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, son, I'm going to close. Shout hallelujah. I'm going to let you go home and eat. I hope you got something at your house. And you wonder why these women don't want to cook no more. Because you put them to work. They don't supposed to have no job. I know everybody in agreement with me right now. Boys, great pastor. That's good. Close out. They're going to come. When they don't want to go, they're going to have to go. If you listen at the preaching proper, you get proper preaching, we can go back to the old school. You got to have proper preaching because the man got to be making enough for her not to go. That Satan brought that everybody working in the house. Oh, God damn, huh? Some of these boys have got nervous. Now you will get my wife. No, she ain't stupid. She know y'all ain't making enough. She got to go. How I got over there? I'm just unwrapping Jesus. Hey, come on, son. Get me down from here. Where you at?
Hallelujah!
Everybody stand up and say hallelujah six times. Now we're going to say glory to God six times, but I want you to look at the person next to you. And they're not saying nothing. I want you to slap them three times. And me and John are going to come help you. What I said, we're going to say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Yeah, go ahead. I don't believe nobody wanted to be slapped. Everybody was saying, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Y'all bless people. Enjoy this celebration. This is time to celebrate. I'll be with my family, all my grandchildren, everybody will be together during this season. Y'all be blessed. I want you to know that Carol and I love you. We praying for you all the time, and you're going to come out successful. Good. Like I said, good success. You can't be connected and not have good success. The challenges and the steps that you're going through, they are for growth. When you get to the other end, you'll know how to handle yourself. My wife and I have been through a lot of stuff. We're coming up, but I thank God for everything we went through. No, we ain't went through no separation. Because I told her when I married her, see, I was out of the street. I wasn't saved when I got married. I said, I ain't coming to get you from your house. You leaving your mama and daddy forever. If you ever go back to that house, I'm not coming to get you. I see that too. I saw that so much. They get mad and go get mad one another and go home. I ain't coming to look for you. Her mama asked her the wedding day, on the day of the wedding, you sure you won't marry him? But she lived long enough to see her daughter made a successful move.